Hey, everybody, welcome to Matt Men, your source for all things professional wrestling. I'm Andrew Zarin. I'm joined by the Ryu to my Ken, Rich Stambolian.
Hadouken.
What's going on? Are you Ryu, man? Or are you Ken?
You know what? I've always been a Ken guy.
You always play with Ken? I always play with Ryu.
Yeah.
I get really cheesy in the game.
Yeah.
I just do Hadoukens constantly.
Over and over again. Right off the bat, Tim Anger, another $20. Thank you very much. He says, love you guys still listening to past shows to find that bet prediction. And he's confirming it was a shirt.
If he finds the clip, I'm going to give him the $20.
You're going to eat that shirt.
I'm going to eat that shirt.
Guys, eat that shirt.
There's so much to talk about today. Wrestle Kingdom two-night event. It was on Saturday and Sunday. And then there was New Year's Dash, but nothing much happened at New Year's Dash. Nothing really
They set up Dominion, right?
They set up Dominion. They set up certain angles. I want to talk about that. I also have the original plan for this year's Wrestle Kingdom.
Oh, really?
Which I want to talk about that because it's very fascinating.
Kenny Omega.
Yeah, he was in. He was going to lose to Naito.
Mm-hmm.
That was the moment. But we'll talk about that in a whole lot more. Obviously, Brock Lesnar returned last night to Raw. Setting up Royal Rumble. There's so much to talk about. But before we continue, I want to let you guys know, we had a tremendous amount of messages coming in right now on this iPad that belongs to my wife that I'm going to eat also. I'm going to take
Stop
this.
Saying you're going to eat stuff.
I'm going to eat everything.
I'm going to hold you, too. We're going to hold you accountable for that. We should make a thing
of it. What, things that I eat?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hashtag eat that shirt. People are now saying hashtag eat that shirt, guys. Before we continue, last week, Rich apparently did an unbelievable plug for Patreon because you guys funded us. Like, crazy amount of patrons joined up to fund us. And I think we're going to start doing our watch-alongs again.
Yeah.
I think we should start with Royal Rumble again. Maybe we could do one every week going forward. Maybe we could meet you. You know what we could do? How about this? Are you drinking yet or no?
No.
Crap.
Sorry, dude.
Okay. Then I could get drunk.
You can get me high if you want.
Maybe we can smoke and watch Royal Rumble. That might be fun. We're going to do a couple of bonus shows. Obviously, this year we are kicking things off with a bang. We've done two shows already. Two more than we did in the entire month of December.
Two shows.
But you can fund us if you enjoy the show. Go to patreon.com/mattmenpodcast and fund us. If you want to get Matt Men gear, we have an awesome Matt Men t-shirt at prowrestlingtees.com/mattmenpodcast.
It's a great shirt.
Great shirt. We need to add more, but
I got to get a new one.
Me too. Mine is all faded.
Yeah.
You could go there and buy a t-shirt there. Also, if you're watching here on YouTube, you could become a super user like Tim Anger, Super Chat, and fund us whatever you feel you want to fund us while we do the show.
Thanks, man.
Let's begin with Wrestle Kingdom 14. Did you watch it live or did you watch it pre-recorded?
Two things. One, can I move this over just a little bit?
I'll move you over.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. The first night, I set my alarm for 5 in the morning. Right?
Night one.
And I was like, well, I'm going to get up at 5 in the morning. It's going to be great. The only thing I caught was the last two matches, Jay White, Naito, and Okada Ibushi, which were fantastic.
Yeah.
Right? So after that, I went back to sleep. I woke up. I was still feeling kind of crappy from being sick for so long. And took a nap, woke up, did my thing. And then I was like, you know what? I'm just going to make like this my afternoon. And I watched the stream later on.
Yeah.
I did the same thing Sunday morning. Sunday morning, I woke up at 5 in the morning, and literally the last – spoiler alert, guys. The last thing – I woke up at 5 in the morning. I put it on. The only thing on TV is friggin' Naito just pinning Okada.
Oh, so you missed it.
And I was like, oh, come on. It's 5 in the morning. You know, I guess because it was a more condensed show. Same thing.
Well, it started at 2 o'clock instead of 3, and then the second night started at midnight.
Really?
East.
Oh, okay.
So when Jericho came out, I got a message from MG Geek because I was like, listen, I don't care what time it is. Text me if Jericho comes out with the title belt. Because I was told him having the belt means a lot.
Yeah.
When I was told, you know, just everything that's going on with that connection right there.
They introduced him as the
AEW World Champion.
They were doing a lot of like pro AEW stuff during the broadcast.
They didn't. Did they mention so night two? I listened to the Japanese feed. I couldn't get the U.S. feed. It was broken. Totally broken.
Sunday. They kept putting that on the website saying,
"Stop
like,
logging in. You're breaking it." But even on demand, it was like 10 frames a second. The video.
Yeah.
So I watched the Japanese feed. Did they mention? Did they mention Jericho's AEW champion on commentary?
Yeah,
they did.
Because I watched
Kevin Kelly did. Okay.
English commentary was fantastic this year.
I like Gino Gambino.
Yeah, they all did. It was, I have it here. It was Gino Gambino, Kevin Kelly, Chris Carlton, and Rocky Romero. And they did such a bang up job with commentary for every single match. Really, really call to action stuff. They made you care about the matches. The Jericho stuff was fascinating because they really kept pushing the AEW stuff, right? Did you see the Jericho press conference?
Okay, I didn't see the press conference. You want to, let's go through the card first, because I have a lot to talk about the Jericho stuff.
Okay. Do you want to watch the press conference while I go down the card?
No, go down the card.
We could skip like the pre-show on the night one, but Finn, I think this is where it like really picked up. So Juice Robinson and Dave Finley beat Gorillas of Destiny for the IWGP tag, the heavyweight tag championships, which is cool. It shows that they really, Japan
loves... This is night one, right?
It's night one.
Okay.
It shows that Japan loves Juice.
Yes.
And Dave Finley has a promising future. Dave Finley, Fit Finley's son, beat Tama Tonga and Tangaloa. Great match, nice back and forth. Mox defeated Lance Archer by knockout. 14-minute match.
What'd you think of the match?
I loved it.
Okay.
Top to bottom.
Texas death match, the first time in New Japan history. Was that the second match on the card?
It was the...
The main card. Well, no, you skipped the Liger match.
I skipped a bunch of stuff.
No. Let's go back to the Liger match.
Okay, so first...
I loved night one of Liger.
Okay. That was Sano, Otani, Takiwa, Taguchi...
And Fujinami.
And on Liger's team, it was Liger, Fujinami, Great Sasuke, and Tiger Mask with El Samurai.
Yeah.
And fun match. Only went 8 minutes.
Only went 8 minutes, but those guys worked hard, mm-hmm. man.
They all worked really
hard. They all worked hard, and they all got in the best shape of their lives. Mm-hmm. Sasuke did that crazy dive.
So good.
And these guys are not young. Like, I think Sano, is Sano 70?
No.
Yeah, Sano is 70 years old, I think.
Is he really?
Fujinami's up there. Fujinami's like 70.
Imagine if Antonio Inoki came out. No, Inoki. Sano's 54.
Sano's 54. Fujinami is 70.
Let's look that up. Watch him be like 40.
Watch, he's like 33.
Fujinami is 66.
66. Who? Okay,
nobody's 70.
There was somebody that was 70 in there. MG Geek, find out who was 70 years old in that match.
Nobody's 70.
Because I looked up the names. I was like, holy crap, that guy's 70 years old. Maybe I thought. I was listening to the Japanese commentary. Maybe I hallucinated.
Andrew, they're 70.
Yeah, maybe I'm hallucinating it.
Andrew.
I thought that was a great match, night one.
It was fun.
Yeah.
You had some, the Suzuki Gun beat LIJ, Chaos beat Bullet Club, great. Nothing really crazy, right? Finn Juice won the belts, Moxley beat Lance Archer. Really love that Moxley-Lance Archer match because it's like two big American dudes just beating the crap out of each other. And I like that. I like Lance Archer's new gimmick.
Which is that everything that he suffocates dies. You with a plastic bag.
That was cool. I thought that was great.
That was an homage to Terry Funk.
Great, great match. They really beat the crap out of each other. Great finish with the Death Rider through the table.
Yeah.
So Mox now has the IWGP U.S. Championship.
So I'm like, okay, he's dropping it to Juice the next night.
No.
It was wrong.
No. You know why it's wrong? Because you can't have Juice be the first double champ.
Before
somebody else is the first double champ.
Yeah.
So I think that's the route. But they did a nice job with that on night two.
Okay.
The return of Hiromu Takahashi and Will Ospreay.
Match of the year so far?
I don't know, man.
Yeah, it's 7 days in. Match of the year.
Oh, match of the year. This year, absolutely. Match. Yeah. Five-star match.
Did
Great.
You love it?
I loved it. I loved every minute of it.
Did you love it like, wow, this was one of the best matches. One of the best juniors matches I've seen.
I'll agree with that. Also, I really like the story going into it, how Takahashi broke his neck and he's back, and Will Ospreay challenging everybody, saying that he's at the top of the mountain. And both these guys pulled out all the stops. You know, every time Takahashi took a bump, even remotely close to his neck, it was like you're cringing, you know?
Okay, I gotta say, this guy, mm-hmm. he legitimately broke his neck against Dragon Lee.
Yeah.
A year ago, okay?
You mean Riley.
Yeah, Riley. At the time, Dragon Lee. Mm-hmm. This guy legitimately broke his neck. A career-ending injury. Life-threatening injury. And this guy was not missing a beat.
Yeah.
He was the same. I mean, his style obviously is a little bit less reckless. But, I mean, as far as talking about doing all the stuff that he did, mm-hmm. he's at 100% this guy. Will Ospreay, everybody talks about spots. There was a story being told.
Oh, my God.
And if you can't see the story being told in that match, you're not seeing what I'm seeing.
Absolutely. I think people, like, you know, without griping too much, it's, I think I've figured out the secret of social media is people do these dumb hot takes just to get like a dumb conversation started.
Yeah.
And a lot of, and what I've discovered from Wrestle Kingdom is people were just posting little clips without really watching anything.
Well, that's how people, you know, that's interesting. I think that's the story of consuming media at this point.
Just watching, right? Like, dumb clips.
Look at The Mandalorian.
True.
How many people that are posting Baby Yoda clips actually have seen it?
Right.
Have watched the entire series or have watched an episode? I don't think people have.
Right.
The number one thing on my YouTube over the Christmas break was all the scenes that Baby Yoda's in.
Mm-hmm.
And my kids were watching it, and they're like, yeah. I'm like, that's so weird. And I looked, and it was one of the most watched videos over the break. That's how people consume TV.
Just in little bits?
Just in bits. Best ofs.
That's not good.
It's not good.
That's not good. That's not good for the future. If you're going to watch something, just freaking watch it. You know,
yeah.
I feel like I have that argument with a couple of people I know, or it's like, oh, I just saw like the highlights. I'm like, yo, just watch it.
See, I read spoilers and then I watch stuff.
Just watch it, you know. Great match. So then you have your first of your kind of, what was this, like a quadruple main event, triple main event,
triple main event, I guess.
Yeah. Because the four belts were a lot of belts. The last five matches, like belts were defended.
So you had the junior title, by the way. Hiromu won.
Right.
Right. He won the junior title.
Naito beat Jay White.
Yeah, very good match.
Great match. Yo, I love Jay White.
Jay White's, people don't like him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they don't like him because he's such a good heel.
Yes.
He's a slimy heel. He's not a cool heel.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed this match. I think Jay White's 27. This kid, he's young.
Mm-hmm.
He's good.
Yep.
He's already had the belt.
Yeah.
You know, technically. He's going to be a big star, but definitely, yeah. I mean, when we did the show on Friday, we were talking about whose story is this to tell?
Right.
Is it Ibushi's? Is it Okada's? Or is it Naito's? We knew that it wasn't Jay White's story to tell. Unless they're going for a complete swerve, and that's not how New Japan books. New Japan books, very thought out.
It's
methodical. It's long-term. They build.
Yeah.
So, to me, it seemed like it was Ibushi's story to tell, but they did a good job at making you, watching that Naito match, you knew it was, oh, crap, this is Naito's story.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Now, do you want me to talk about what the original story was?
No, I don't.
I'll save it
No, I don't. I don't want you to talk about it at all.
Nothing.
What if you just don't? What if I said that? No, no.
I'm like, okay, we won't talk about what the
story. Tell me the story. I want to hear it
after the main event.
Okay.
Okay.
So, the main event, Okada beat Ibushi, which I didn't see coming. I really, really had my money on Ibushi for this whole thing. But the story that they told was unbelievable, especially, I think Rocky Romero said it on commentary. In order to stop the rain, you have to suppress the heavens. And that's the story that they told, where Ibushi has constantly been climbing that mountain to beat his personal wrestling gods. He had that whole thing with Tanahashi.
Yeah.
Now he's having his whole thing with Okada. And Ibushi's story is, he wants to be up there with all these guys.
And he just couldn't.
And he couldn't do it.
He couldn't do it.
Right.
Great match.
But him kicking out of all the finishers, I think that story that was told there was also him saying, holy shit, I can't believe I'm doing this.
I got into this discussion with somebody, and they were like, they watched the match, this person. And he was like, you know, I really like, it was good, but it's so slow. I'm like, here's the deal. Mm-hmm. I go, it's a 40-minute match.
Right.
Japan, they pace matches differently. Not that you don't like it because it's slow.
Mm-hmm.
The pacing is different than an American style.
Yeah.
The American style goes to the outside. There's like a big block of nothing. And then it just goes boom, 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 slows down again. Boom, 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 slows down again.
Yeah.
The New Japan way is that they start off hot. They slow down.
Yeah.
And then it picks up.
Yeah.
The last 5 minutes of that main event was remarkable.
Oh, my God.
They were so stiff with each other. Ibushi hit the V trigger.
Mm-hmm.
They were just going. I mean, how many times did he hit him with a Rainmaker?
Oh my God. Tombstones.
Tombstones, reversals. It was great.
Yeah.
But my God, how good is Okada?
They're both unbelievable.
He's really, I'm going to say it, he's the greatest pro wrestler of all time. Pro wrestler.
All right.
Greatest pro wrestler of all time.
Those are some strong words, I'm inclined to agree with you.
We talk about Flair, and we talk about, you know, mm-hmm. all the mountain of the greatness. Mm-hmm. He really is.
Yeah.
And he's young. He's not even 30. I think he's 28, 29.
It's fun to play fantasy booking with Okada, but the dude has delivered such a ridiculous amount of great matches because of their roster.
He's 32.
The New Japan roster for the last couple of years has almost been like the Attitude Era roster of WWF.
Just, it's so strong.
It's like so many main eventers. So everybody is so good in the ring. Everybody has their own different character. And also, this is something I wanted to bring up. The last 3 years, it's been the same six dudes in the main event.
The main event.
Without Kenny Omega. Replaced Kenny with Ibushi. And it's been Okada, Naito,
Tanahashi.
Jay White, Tanahashi, Jericho.
4 years.
Yeah.
4 years.
It's pretty nuts when you think about that.
Yeah.
And they're entertaining. You know, they can go to the bank with these guys a million times.
Oh, yeah.
And it'll still be great. You know?
Yeah, 100%.
So Okada wins. Holy shit. His entrance was unbelievable, by the way. I don't know if you caught that.
Okada's entry, yeah. Yeah. Dude looked great. Unbelievable. He's their John Cena. He's their Hulk Hogan.
He's all of them.
I'm not as into Okada as I am with some of the other ones, but you watch him wrestling, you're like, holy crap. This guy is flawless
mm-hmm.
in the ring.
Right.
Very good main event. Very good night one. I was very surprised that night two did not sell as many tickets as night one, considering the moment for that unification or the double champion for the first time was on night two.
Right.
They had about 30-something thousand people. First night was 40-something. I think total 74,000 in attendance for Wrestle Kingdom over two nights.
But that's still pretty excellent.
Yeah, but you got to remember, it's Japan.
Yeah.
It's a... You don't have a population of 350 million people like you do here in the States.
Right.
The fact that people travel to Japan on those 16-hour flights mm-hmm. to go see this wrestling show says something about the interest in the product. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think you could have picked a more remote place to have a wrestling event that could be successful.
I agree with you
100%. Night two.
So, night two on the pre-show, LIJ, Evil, Shingo, and Bushi won the never open weight six man belts, right?
Yeah.
So does that mean everybody in LAJ has a belt?
No. Sonata didn't win. Sonata was the odd man.
Oh, that's right. Sonata is the odd man. There's a story to be told.
Sonata's beard.
Love it.
I know. He's creepy.
He's one of the most fashionable dudes on that roster.
He is the Japanese Unabomber.
I don't know about that.
Ted Kaczynski.
Taguchi is the Japanese Unabomber.
Taguchi's the Unabomber.
They won the six man. Your second match of the night is Takahashi and Ryu Lee beating Liger and Sano with Fujiwara, originator of Fujiwara armbar, who also trained Liger. 12-minute match. Liger went out on his back. Great back and forth. The crowd was so hot for it. And Liger apparently requested that he goes on first.
Yeah.
Saying, like, this is not about me. It's about the older guy.
Yeah.
It's about the younger guys.
And he lost to
Takahashi.
Hiromu.
Yeah.
As, you know, he put over the future of the division.
Mm-hmm.
Liger, probably the greatest light heavyweight of all time.
Greatest masked wrestler of all time.
He kind of bridged that gap between the heavyweights and the light heavyweights.
Yep.
Because he's not a small guy.
Big
he's a
dude.
Big guy.
Yeah.
Very instrumental. In 1993, 1994, 1995, this guy changed how lighter guys were looked at. You know, the Chris Benoit's, Eddie mm-hmm. Guerrero's. Were those light heavyweights?
Jericho.
And this guy had unbelievable heavyweight style matches. Mm-hmm. Bloodbaths with Muda. Jericho also was in that. So it really was instrumental in the growth of pro wrestling and the whole lucha scene and the whole light heavyweight scene.
Plus his blow-off match with Suzuki from last year was voted the fans' favorite Liger match / best Liger.
It was one of them, yeah.
Yeah. It was voted number one.
Really?
On New Japan World.
Interesting.
Yeah, because they posted leading up to the retirement on New Japan World.
Oh,
had a
I
vote.
Saw that. Yeah,
so
yeah.
So that's insane that at the end of his career, his match with Suzuki is number one. You know? It was a great match. I think that was the one where Suzuki bows to him at the end and starts crying.
Yeah.
All right. Roppongi 3K beat Bullet Club for the IWGP Junior Heavyweight Tag Team Championship.
What do you think of Show and Yo?
They make me uncomfortable.
Yeah, I don't know why. Me too. I don't know.
They, you know what?
Not
they,
into them.
Okay, so is it Noah? Is Noah the other company with the GHC belts?
Yes.
So I feel like these dudes remind me of those guys. Like the Noah guys always make me uncomfortable.
Why? Because
they're all like pasty. They're amazing wrestlers, but they're all like pasty. New Japan's, all those guys got nice tans.
Yeah.
So, you know, Zach Sabre.
Part of the package. They make you go get them. They give you a discount, a beach bum.
Zach Sabre Jr. beats Sonata.
He's another one that makes me uncomfortable.
Because he's so pasty.
So thin.
He's just like all over the place.
He's bendy.
He's going to put like two fingers up your butt.
Yeah,
is that
I feel
what
like
you're
it.
Afraid of?
I feel like that's his finisher.
12 minutes. Nice match. Sonata, I feel like, is in the position that Naito was in a couple of years ago, where people want to see him win.
Yeah, there's something about Sonata that, mm-hmm. that people are into. I thought he was going to turn.
Okay.
At New Year's Dash. We didn't see it, mm-hmm. obviously, but they're alluding to something.
Mm-hmm. Moxley beat Juice Robinson, 12-minute match. I thought that match was fantastic.
So my New Japan world got all screwed up, right? So the way that it happened to me, and this is so bizarre, mm-hmm. and for like, it took me a while to figure out, like, this isn't right.
Mm-hmm.
So Moxley comes out with the title, right? That's what I saw.
Yeah.
Moxley's out with the title. The next thing it did, it showed Moxley in the middle of the ring and Suzuki coming out and beating him up. I'm like, oh my God, they didn't do the match.
Okay.
They just did like one of these like weird things where he came out, he beat him up, and Moxley left.
Mm-hmm.
It took me like 20 minutes to realize that my New Japan world skipped.
You're like, what?
Because I was reading, I'm like, they're like, oh, Juice Robinson looked good in the match. And I'm like, what match? It didn't happen.
I could see that because Juice did the non-start opener where he jumped on Moxley.
Yeah.
So if it cut from like Moxley getting attacked and then Suzuki, I'd be like, oh, shit,
that's what it was.
What
happened? That's what happened. So Minoru Suzuki comes out. The crowd goes nuts for his theme.
Oh, great man.
He's in his tracksuit, takes off his tracksuit, gets in the face of Moxley and murders him.
Slowly takes his pants off,
wiggles, and murdered him.
The way Mox sold the attack coming down the ramp, fantastic.
Yeah.
I love the fact that New Japan is like, you get it. This guy gets it. He can work this style easily. Dude's a great wrestler, you know. Zero WWE nonsense coming off this guy.
Yeah, he doesn't. You know, Cody had it.
Oh, definitely. Yeah,
when Cody left WWE.
Main event style.
He was wrestling a WWE main event style.
Mm-hmm.
It's slower.
Right.
Like, bigger. You know how Cody does that? He does the enziguri off the second rope, right? He jumps on the second rope and then does a kick. It's so, like, there's no, it's fluid.
Right.
Everything is fluid in WWE. Everything is like, it looks great, but it's,
it
doesn't look sharp and ugly.
Right.
Moxley, on the other hand, does not, all that's gone.
Yeah.
You know, his style of how he's doing the moves is very different.
Quick elbows, quick strikes.
Except his punches. His punches are not looking great.
I like his punches. I liked the closed fist punches between both of them, between him and Juice were awesome.
Yeah.
But Cody has also said that that's the style he likes to wrestle because it's so broader, it's so big.
Yeah.
When you're not doing a close punch. Your punch is coming from
yeah.
You know, like you're getting wide.
And by the way, I'm not knocking his style. No, it's just but he also did change his style.
Yes. There's zero anything from WWE with Moxley, you know, like great entrance, great match. The finish for this match I really loved. The double Death Rider.
Yeah.
The rolling into the second Death Rider. Fantastic. Goto beat Kenta for the Never Openweight Championship. Great.
Yeah, very good.
Goto is the greatest mid-carder in the world.
Ishii too. Ishii's great too.
Yeah.
Ishii's another one.
16-minute match. This sets up for the surprise later because New Japan has been very hot on Kenta for the last few months.
Yes.
So, and also Kenta perpetually teasing the Shibata stuff.
Yeah, he's doing this. Yeah, he's doing the whole Shibata thing.
Jay White beat Kota Ibushi. Great match.
Okay.
24 minutes.
So this sets up the. And I was like, it's weird that Jay White beat Ibushi, considering Ibushi is so popular at this moment.
Yeah.
But this is the setup. Whoever won this match gets a title shot at Dominion.
Right.
Right? In February. That's what it is.
Supposed to be.
They don't want to do Ibushi and... Or supposed to be, I'm sorry. They don't want to do Ibushi and...
Naito
yet.
Yeah.
Because that's a good story for later.
Right.
So they're technically going with Jay White as being the number one contender for the title. Mm-hmm. But we'll get to what happens after that.
So I also like how... I want to say Jay White is the only one on the roster who... does the back off when Kota flips the switch.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Because everybody usually just takes the beating when he's just like standing there and getting all mad. But Jay White did he was begging off. I thought that was cool. Jericho beat Tanahashi by submission. Now, the whole story with this match was Tanahashi saying, I'm going to open the forbidden door and ask for an AEW title shot. Jericho agreed, saying Tony Khan agreed to this, blah, blah, blah.
And then they made it part of the match.
Yeah.
They made it part of the angle of the match to draw interest. I think a lot of people expected Jericho to win, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, Jericho's going to win. And then they added this stipulation. You're like, crap. I watched that match. I knew Jericho was winning watching that match.
Okay.
I was told 100% Jericho's winning this match, no question about it.
Who told you?
A friend of ours.
Was it Ishii?
No, a friend of ours.
Toriyana told me.
And anyway, I'm like, who's winning? He goes. So I was told 100% he's winning.
Mm-hmm.
But watching it, I was like, this dude is wrong. Tanahashi's going to pull through.
You would think
so. He put him in that deep lion tamer.
Oh, my God.
They called it a Walls of Jericho.
Did they?
On Japanese commentary.
Okay.
I don't know what they called it on American.
They called it a lion tamer.
On Japanese commentary, they kept calling it the Walls of Jericho. But holy crap, that thing was deep in there. I haven't seen him sit that deep.
Oh my God.
In a lion tamer in years. He put him in there, and I was like, Tanahashi's pulling through. Tanahashi's gonna go up, do his high five flow. He's gonna win. No, he tapped.
Has Tanahashi ever tapped?
I don't think I've ever seen Tanahashi tap. Somebody look that up. MG Geek, if you could find out, has Tanahashi ever tapped to a submission? I can't remember.
Jericho, I thought, looked great. I'm not gonna body shame the dude.
But that pose was not very.
But the announcers kind of like on the English commentary, they were like, "Yeah, Jericho's not looking that great right now."
Yeah,
and then I was like, "Well, really, that's kind of interesting." And then they backtracked and were like, "He's in phenomenal shape. He's in phenomenal shape." Sorry, you know, like they kind of like did that whole thing. Anyway, Jericho's in better shape than probably 98% of the planet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude's got like a Road Warrior body. The thing with him is that he's, again, this is not body shaming at all, but the thing with Jericho is that I feel like depending on certain angles, you'll be like, yo, this dude is so jacked.
And in other ones, he's like so wide.
Right. And it's so weird too. But like, you know what? He's getting older, getting that Road Warrior body. Just like arms.
I have to tell you, he worked hard.
Absolutely.
He did a frog splash for the first time in his career, apparently,
it's so good.
in that match. It was like a bullfrog.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was. Dude is on a whole new level.
Yeah.
What I did find interesting when he came out, the only thing that threw me off, he wore the title underneath.
Yeah.
Okay? Underneath the shirt. I'm curious if there was ever like a, we'll announce that you're the champion, but don't come out with the title belt.
Well...
And that's why he wore it. Or he did it to kind of hide it, and there's this big unveil where he rips it. And he's like, oh, crap. But they did zoom in on that thing.
Absolutely.
The ref did hold up the title and show, he did his whole thing. Whatever's going on, which we'll talk about the press conference, because I'm now remembering, I heard parts of it.
Yeah.
Whatever is going on, I don't think the relationship has ever been at this level between New Japan and AEW.
A possibility
for a number of reasons, because I have a very close friend in the TV game.
Yeah.
Very close friend. And they've been shopping the TV show because off of Access.
Mm-hmm.
There is virtually no interest in New Japan TV on any of the not major. I mean, we could go major or not major.
Right.
On any of the rest on a channel that could suit them. There is some interest from nobody's for no money, but there is no money on the table for New Japan.
It's so bizarre, too, that Access is like, you could always team up with Impact and we'll keep you.
Because Impact owns them.
And New Japan is like, nah, it's okay.
Because Impact owns them.
And they also don't have any real relationship with any of the workers at Impact, right?
Zero, yeah.
Whereas, like, a lot of that AEW roster.
They had Okada.
Mm-hmm.
They had Sonata.
Mm-hmm.
And what did they do to Okada?
They jobbed him out.
No, they made him into, they did a Green Hornet gimmick,
that's
right?
That's right, yeah. It's bizarre, but look at that AEW roster.
Stacked.
Where the New Japan could feel comfortable saying, you know what, we'll send you a couple of guys. What a great pay-per-view draw to have Tanahashi versus Jericho.
On AEW.
Yeah, on like whatever pay-per-view they do.
Listen, what if they do a joint show?
Yeah.
You know, do a joint show.
Mega show. They could do, see, that's the thing. Like, when we went to that show at the Garden last year, how much better would that show have been if it was an All Elite and New Japan show?
Well, that was supposed to be, it was supposed to be all those guys.
Right.
It was supposed to be all those guys, and it just went horrible.
Yeah.
Which,
and the show was great. Yeah. I'm not knocking it. But imagine that, like, double card of, like, you can kind of see, like, all this stuff that we've, and this is a weird thing to say, it's a lot of stuff that we've seen before, but it works, right?
Yeah.
So the Bucks, Kenny, Cody, Jericho, Hangman, Moxley, all working those New Japan guys. Pac.
Yeah.
Those other dudes. SCU.
Yeah, all of them.
Everybody.
So, Jericho won, Lion Tamer, great match. Now we're at the main event, right? No. We're at the, what are we at now?
We're at the main. We're at the semi-main.
Yeah, semi-main. Okay.
So, if I can interject,
yeah.
Renius Meister, Tanahashi tapped against Minoru Suzuki.
Tanahashi tapped against Minoru Suzuki. Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Okay, thank you for that.
Okay, so, Jericho Tanahashi, great. We'll get to the press conference later. Now,
Tetsuo. Do me a favor.
Yeah.
Plug your mic back in.
Yeah,
it's buzzing. I gotta clean the holes. Yeah, you can pull it from there. There you go. Push it in hard. There you go.
Oh, baby,
that's better.
Coming in dry. Naito, IWGP Intercontinental Champion, beat Kazuchika Okada to 35-minute match. Great match. Nice slow burn match. Great finish to become the first double champion in New Japan, and they call it the double gold dash.
Double gold dash. They did a very good story of telling that he's beat up his knees. On English commentary, they kept saying how every year there's more tape on his knee.
Yeah,
on Naito's knee. Every match there's more. It's getting thicker and thicker, that tape, to prevent him. And Okada was getting booed at one point.
Yeah.
And Ibushi did the same thing. You know, Ibushi did that, like, dead face thing, and he got booed when he started beating the crap out of Okada. Kind of did the same thing where he started working.
The switch.
Well, Okada started, like, destroying his knee, and the crowd booed him.
That was definitely a Naito crowd.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody wanted to see Naito in this. Naito won, double champion, celebrating at the end, and Kenta comes.
Oh my god.
And kills him. And sits on him.
And sits on him like Shibata.
Yeah.
And
holds the belts.
Does the pose with both belts. Really, really dope ending. And then yesterday at New Year's Dash, we got a amazing Liger tribute.
Yes, great Liger. Everybody in the ring for New Year's Dash. Everybody was there.
I cried very hard.
Did you?
Ugh.
I thought he was, you know, this guy. He's stepping out when he could still work.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't a sad send-off. This guy's like, listen, I'm done. I said I got a year. This is my last year. I'm going to do everything I want to do. I'm done.
I held it together until they brought his family out, and then they panned to Tanahashi, who's crying, and then they showed all these tough, hard New Japan wrestlers just crying.
Yeah, think about how much he's influenced all these guys.
And what got me emotionally the most was Tanahashi saying, all right, everybody, let's all sing his theme song. And that's how he went out. Just the entire audience and all
that's
the
great
roster singing his song. You didn't watch it, did you?
I did watch it. No, it was phenomenal. I loved it.
And then nothing really major happened. You had Moxley showed up. He
attacked Suzuki,
which is going to be awesome. And then you had more Kenta stuff, and they announced that the main event for Dominion is Kenta versus Naito.
So
very excited about it.
Yeah. Okay. Do you want to know what the original plan was for this Wrestle Kingdom?
Please. Yeah.
It was going to be Ibushi, Kenny, Okada, and Naito. Those were the four.
Really?
The main event at the Garden. The main event at the Garden was supposed to set all this up.
Okay.
Main event at the Garden was going to be Okada and Kenny. Okada was not winning the title. It was very possible that he might have done a 60-minute draw again,
mm-hmm.
or Omega would have won somehow. This would have led to all those guys talking about how they're the best, and this concept of the two titles happening.
Okay.
It was going to end up being Naito and Kenny, and he beats Kenny in the main event. That's how it was supposed to end. They were also going to tell the story of Ibushi and Kenny possibly having that rift.
Okay.
Because Ibushi, you know that whole dead face thing that he did?
Yeah.
That was supposed to lead into the whole thing with Kenny Omega, where like he's so, the gold has taken over.
Mm-hmm.
He wants the gold. And he doesn't care. And it's like possessed him almost. Like almost like how Daniel Bryan was doing it with the belt.
Okay.
Almost like that, where he's controlled by getting both titles.
Mm-hmm.
And he would have lost Kenny. He would have lost to Naito. Okada would have lost to Kenny, or it would have been the opposite. I'm sorry. How was it? Yeah. Okada was going to lose to Kenny, not get the title on night one. Night two would have been Omega and Naito.
Okay,
that's how it was supposed to play out from April to today.
But then
everything happened. AEW happened. The announcement happened. They felt blindsided by the AEW announcement.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he went to AEW, the relationship was like, he'll still work for New Japan. That's fine. And he didn't.
Right.
Whatever happened, happened. And I think a lot of this had to do with the way that they were going to book people. He was supposed to go to Japan. That didn't happen. And that's where we're at right now. And Jericho's now being bridged. Jericho and Moxley are going to be the bridge.
More so Jericho, probably. Moxley seems like he keeps... I can't see Moxley doing any business deals with, like, apart from like his own stuff. You know what I mean?
Moxley is going to continue with Japan.
Yeah, which I think is still good. The Jericho press conference was interesting because it was a very serious thing where he was saying, like, let's put our egos aside. Let's put the past aside. Let's put politics aside. There's a lot of money to be made by New Japan and AEW if we work together.
Yeah.
And we can be like take this all over the world, which is awesome, you know. And Jericho was, you know, he's like giving himself a little more dap, but you know, that as is his right, but him saying like, listen, I've been doing this for 30 years at the highest level. I am a good businessman.
Yeah.
And this is good business, you know.
Yeah.
And I think now with AEW doing pretty good in the ratings, right? The interest has not waned. Right?
No, it's stayed the same.
It's getting it's getting a little better. I think the addition of the New Japan stuff will really pop the marks.
I don't know when it's going to happen, mm-hmm. but if it is, it's going to it's tough. I think this is also fresh. I think New Japan needs them more than they need New Japan at this point if they're looking for. So, one thing that was interesting on night 2, they announced their schedule for the year.
Yes.
Or at least half the year. There was no U.S. shows.
Right.
So they were planning on running, 20 shows in the States in 2020?
Yeah.
You're half the year, you'd have none. Or what was it? 18, 15 shows, 20 shows, something like that. They were going to run a significant amount of shows in the U.S.
Yeah.
It's not happening.
The thing with New Japan, though, is that they are very precocious when it comes to their expenses, right? Because if they see if it's not working, they're not going to do it. Yeah. You know, they're not going to commit to it. And last year there was that big issue with the government shutdown and none of these guys could get their passports approved.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then there was, I believe, another couple of shows that were a little wonky. Kenny was supposed to be the face of their U.S. expansion. He was the first U.S. champion.
Yeah.
And it just kind of fizzled out. Right. So leaving a bad taste in New Japan's mouth. Now they're coming around again. The Ring of Honor relationship is dead.
They had a Ring of Honor title on the show, didn't they?
Well, didn't Ryu
yeah.
Lee have the, an ROH title?
Yeah.
Hang on, let me see. Dragon Lee.
I think he had it.
Am I thinking?
No. I think you're right.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. Because I was like, oh, there's no representation of anything with them, but mm-hmm. Dragon Lee's a New Japan guy, so it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, like, just not even acknowledging it.
So, according to MG Geek,
he's the TV champ. I'm sorry.
They split the promotion into a U.S. division. Mm-hmm. That's why they did not announce those shows.
Okay.
It's essentially a second promotion they're running. It's not New Japan, which is, listen, it's going to be difficult for them to do that without any help.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I don't think Impact. Have you watched any of Impact TV?
honestly, like, I will watch matches here and there, but I have not sat down and watched, like, a full episode.
Okay.
I like the Tessa. I like my favorite part of Impact, all the Tessa Blanchard stuff.
Okay, Tessa Blanchard! I did it for them. Mm-hmm. They wanted it. Impact is not for them.
Right.
Like, some of the shticks that... Did you see the Wrestling Court segment they did a couple of weeks ago?
I thought that was funny.
It's funny, but it's not... It's not New Japan.
Right.
They're not going to work with that.
Yeah.
WWE is a better relationship.
Imagine if that happened.
Listen, I would not... Honestly, I would not be surprised.
Never say never.
I would not be surprised if they said, you know what, guys? Let's do it.
Yeah, Okada versus Roman Reigns. Let's go. Let's make a lot of money.
Yeah.
Let's make all the money.
Let's do Seth Rollins versus Ibushi. Mm-hmm. Let's do AJ Styles and Kenta.
Oh, forget it. If you do a super show starting in Japan with the combination of those rosters, forget it.
Well, they would do just to kill AEW.
Yeah.
In that sense. That's really
insane if you think about it.
Would it be Roman Reigns and Okada?
Who else would it be? Two of the smoothest workers on the planet just having a smooth match.
Who would be the guy? Tanahashi, John Cena, 100%.
Okay.
Right? 100%, sure. That's the match. Undertaker and Okada.
Oh, my God.
Brock Lesnar and Okada.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? That would be a great match.
So here's what happens.
Yeah.
Right? So Roman Reigns, Okada happens. They get interrupted by, let's say, Naito and Baron Corbin. And then that's your tag match.
Oh, my God.
Naito and Baron Corbin versus Okada and Roman Reigns.
That is a nightmare.
I'd love to see
it. How about Toriano versus Brock Lesnar?
I would love to see
Toriano,
that, too.
Toriano, Undertaker.
I would love to see all of that. Right. I want to see all the wrestling.
I want to see all of it.
Who'd have thought we were going to get Moxie Suzuki?
Yeah, phenomenal, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that was Wrestle Kingdom. I thought it was a great two nights. What did you like better, the first night or the second night?
I like them both equally, to be honest. Hmm. I really enjoyed the first night, but because it gave you something different, you know, like all the matches that were on par with each other.
Yeah.
First night you had the Hiromu match, you had Ibushi losing, you know, it's set up for the second night. Second night you had the Jericho match, you had Mox retaining the Suzuki thing, the Kenta turn, you know, like really, really cool stuff.
So now this leads us into Raw last night. Boy, what a different show.
Yeah.
Listen, it's not... Whenever we watch, like, if you watched any of the New Japan stuff over the weekend and then you watch Monday Night Raw, you realize Monday Night Raw is a television show about a wrestling promotion.
Right.
Here comes Brock Lesnar. He is entering the Royal Rumble at number one. He is the WWE champion. There's a big story to be told here. Tremendous story to be told here.
So stupid.
The story is, who eliminates him? Who's the guy that eliminates Brock Lesnar? Because that's the guy, right? That's the match.
Don't think so.
You don't think so? You think Brock's winning?
Here's my prediction. Brock shows up number one.
Yeah.
He wrestles until Roman Reigns shows up. Let's say Roman Reigns is number five.
Yeah.
Right? Boom, boom, boom. They both ball out through the middle.
Okay.
Bah, bah, bah. Wrestle through the crowd. They disappear for an hour and then come back at the end. And the end is Brock versus Roman. And they do the double knockout.
Oh, God.
And then, what's going to happen? Who's I got that. You know, I'm going to face Brock Lesnar.
When is the last time we had the double elimination? They haven't done it in a couple of years.
I'd say like 4 years ago.
Well, we got the oopsie one, right?
Yes.
So the first one was Luger Brett, correct?
Okay.
Okay. Second one was Rock and Big Show.
Yeah, that's fun.
Third one was the oopsie of Batista and John Cena causing Vince McMahon to tear both his quads.
Right, right.
And he sat down. Have we had another one? No, I think that's it.
I don't know. I think this is equal parts stupid and equal parts entertaining.
Okay, I'm going to ask you this.
Sure.
Brock Lesnar's number one. Mm-hmm. Who's the dude that eliminates him? Who's the guy?
I don't think he gets eliminated.
I definitely think he gets eliminated.
I think he gets eliminated. Unless it's like a big group elimination where you have like Braun Strowman show up and just like pick him up.
A lot of people saying it's Drew.
No.
There's a lot of rumors saying that maybe it's Matt Riddle.
All right.
They do something with that.
Okay.
Keith Lee. Look at Paul Heyman and how he books, which is that this week was evident
on his
booking philosophy, right? He's not a main event booker. He's a really strong mid-card booker.
Okay.
He could develop those mid-card guys to become main eventers.
Uh-huh.
Look at who he's developed over the last 6 months, right? The mid-card of WWE.
Aleister Black.
Aleister Black. Buddy Murphy.
Buddy Murph.
Aleister Black, Buddy Murphy, Andrade, right?
Yeah.
Those are the three guys that he's really pushed in a mid-card. Drew now is a babyface, right? Drew's kind of a babyface.
Sure.
You got to look at how he develops these guys. Neither one of those guys are the guy that eliminates Brock Lesnar.
Adam Cole.
It's not going to be Seth Rollins. I'll tell you this. It's not going to be Roman Reigns, Brock Lesnar. That is not the match.
I think you're going to get okay.
And it's not Edge coming at number 30. He is coming back.
You think so?
Edge is coming back.
Would you bet eating another shirt on that?
You know what? Let's make it realistic.
If Edge comes back this year.
Yeah. Let's make it realistic.
You win. If he doesn't.
What do I win? Hold on. What do I win?
Nothing. You have bragging rights.
I don't want bragging. I'm going to be right anyway. I know this.
That's horseshit. Like, that, you want bragging rights are good.
Okay, what do you guys want me to? It can't be disgusting, but it could be maybe something really hot. Spicy.
I want you to eat clothing. Hashtag eat the shirt.
I don't.
Let's see.
Hashtag eat the shirt.
Dog food.
No, I'll throw up in front of everybody. Come on, let's make it realistic. I want you guys to come up with something creative. I got to do.
You
want to
do something hot?
Something hot.
Yeah.
Someone said a kiss. I want a kiss.
You want to do like a ghost pepper?
I could do something hot. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Let's figure it out. You know what
I don't want to put you in the hospital.
No, but you know those, the really hot, like Fuego box has?
Sure.
We could do that. Or that one chip challenge.
Uh-huh.
We could do that. I could eat that and I could die.
I want, you know what I want? Have you ever seen Hot Ones?
Yeah.
Okay. If you lose,
yeah,
I want you to eat hot stuff on the air.
Okay, I'll do that.
And just keep going.
Like hot wings, like very hot wings.
And
I'll
just
do that.
Keep going.
Six of them?
Sure.
Okay.
But we'll you have to keep talking
keep
no
talking
matter what.
And do the
you
show.
Can't get up and leave.
I 100% will do that.
You can have some milk.
Green Lives Matter said the Enchante costume.
That's okay.
That I have been teasing.
Yeah. That's a little passe at this point.
I'm way too out of shape. You know what? If I get into shape, I'll do the Enchante.
So you think Edge is coming back in 2020?
100%.
As an in-ring performer?
Yes, 100%.
All right.
I think he's wrestling at WrestleMania.
Okay. I can't wait to see you eat those chicken wings.
Okay.
And that shirt.
And the shirt.
You're just going to end up eating a lot of stuff at the end of the year.
Let's pinky swear. Mwah.
Mwah.
There we go.
It wasn't even on, it just, like, both
our hands disappeared.
It, like... Now we are one.
Hold on. There you go. We've morphed.
That's great. Okay. So
the Cronenberg effect.
So you don't think Edge is coming back for the Rumble?
I don't think he's winning the Rumble.
Okay. You think he's going to be in the Rumble?
I'm not going to say yes.
Okay.
Not going to say yes to that.
Okay.
I need another week to say yes.
Because I have a bet in my head lined up for that.
Oh, you do?
If
he's in the Rumble?
If you're saying he's in the Rumble and he's not,
okay, what is that?
Deacon comes in here and he pies you.
Oh, like a big pie?
Yeah. On the air. Just like a pie in the face.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah?
It's
got to have sardines on it.
Oh! I'm not gonna commit to him being in the Rumble, but I will commit to him being at WrestleMania and returning.
Interesting.
And I'm going to say it's not going to be Roman Reigns that eliminates Brock Lesnar. It has to be someone new. It has to be something new.
Okay. So, you know what?
I'm more comfortable saying The Rock shows up and eliminates Brock Lesnar than I'm comfortable saying Roman Reigns does. Do that again.
Is that people's eyebrow?
That is the worst thing I've ever seen.
My Rock impression?
Yeah.
If you're listening, that is just going to do nothing for you.
It's
going to do nothing for you, but if you're watching.
It's marvelous.
My original train of thought was it's possible that they do the Undertaker elimination with Brock, where it's like Adam Cole or Buddy Murphy.
Everybody goes after.
No, like it's like somebody small that pisses Brock off.
So
Balor, Daniel Bryan, you know.
So when I spoke to someone last week, Brock is going to be on every show, by the way, going forward.
Great,
every Raw.
They need him.
I was told that it's going to be a pivotal moment for whoever eliminates him.
Uh-huh.
So this has to be the right guy.
Yeah.
It can't just be like a fluke. It can't be the same guy. Mm-hmm. It can't be the same guy that he's faced. I mean, Think about who he's wrestled in main events. Yeah. It's been the same people for the last 3 years.
I'm calling it right now.
Yeah,
Humberto Carrillo.
Humberto Carrillo.
And then he gets destroyed on the next night.
You know what? Humberto, he got a nice push this year.
Yeah.
I mean, he's another Heyman project.
Mm-hmm.
Sheamus is back.
Great.
I'm going to tell you something else. I was told you're going to see a lot of returns over the next till WrestleMania.
Well, the Usos came back.
Usos came back.
Sheamus came back.
Morrison's back. Sheamus
Asuka
is back.
Came back.
Asuka was here.
They made a big deal about that yesterday.
Did they? Why? Like,
Asuka returns.
Where was Asuka?
I don't know. She was off TV for a while.
Big Show's back. Expect a couple other people to come back. A lot of big shows.
Kane.
Keith Lee is a good pick.
Yeah.
And you know, we spoke about this last week. This is Drew's moment. I got to see. I'm hot on Drew. I'm not hot on Drew and Lesnar.
No, me neither.
You know, it's not now. Not how they've booked Drew.
Yeah.
Over the last, you know, month. 2 months.
Yeah.
Drew needs to be put, like, he needed that title a year ago.
Yeah.
Like, that was the moment. He came back. He should have been the guy. Give the title a great heel. And then he could have lost to whoever he was losing to. They didn't go in that direction.
Yeah.
And now you're like, okay, I've kind of cooled off on him, but he's still so impressive because he's a fast big man.
Mm-hmm.
He's a really good big man. They're on a kick right now for big men.
Yeah. Oh, they've always been.
Mrs. Bigman from PS41. Mrs. Bigman. they're really big on him.
Yeah.
I'm just hoping that they elevate it. You're also seeing that Dominic, I anticipate you're going to get Dominic versus Rey Mysterio.
Do you think so?
Yeah. This kid is annoying me. And Rey is too much about his kid.
Well,
get it.
Speaking of Rey, I don't know if you saw the
Andrade match.
The Andrade match.
Great match.
Where it looked like the ref told Rey, hey, get out there and react again.
Oh, is that what he did?
So they.
I wasn't home. I watched it at a bar.
Okay. So they did a spot where Andrade moves and Rey ends up hitting Selena. And then
Selena passed away in 1995.
And then Rey is like, he literally just went, oh, that sucks.
Yeah. Right?
Like, he hit a woman.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He goes back into the ring. Andrade sets him up for the finisher for, like, the hammerlock DDT. The ref pulls them apart, and it looks like he says, go back out there and do it again. And then Rey goes out there, and he looks at Zelina, and he's like, oh, my own. What's happening to this girl? Why'd I hit her so hard? Right?
He became Italian.
I knocked the lights out.
Maron.
And then it looked
like... This is giving me agita.
And it looked like Rey turned around and went, is that good enough? And then came back into the ring, and Andrade's like, yo, what the F is going on?
Yeah, yeah, it was awkward, right?
And then they locked up again, and they did the exact same... They did the hammerlock DDT, and that was it. It was the weirdest thing in the world. Part two of being weird, the priest got tackled by security on his way to the ring, and they cut away from it.
No, wait a minute. During the AJ match?
Yeah.
Was that who got tackled?
Yes.
No, I was told it's not.
It was the priest.
Is that are we sure of
it
that?
It came out this morning and they showed it last night, and then there are people saying from the audience saying, like, somebody ran out with a Bible and gave it to the guy.
Oh my god.
And they
yes.
backed off. Like, security backed off. But they tackled this poor old man for no reason.
Oh my god, yes. It was the priest.
This is wrestling, baby.
Oh my god, I am looking at this. So last night it was really awkward because AJ, so I missed that part of AJ.
Yeah.
Right. I was in and out, so I missed it, and I look and I see, like, AJ's walking.
Mm-hmm.
There's something going on in the ring with a guy in a suit.
Yep.
They went to it.
And they cut
it. And then the camera did one of these. Whoa.
Yep.
I found it so bizarre, but mm-hmm. they tackled the freaking priest.
Yep.
And by the way, that priest is the best part of that whole thing.
I'm done with any and all of the Lana, Rusev,
Lashley,
Bobby
stuff.
Lashley stuff. I'm so done with it.
I think that's hysterical. How did they screw that up? And where did the priest come from that they freaked out and they tackled him?
I think he was sitting ringside and they didn't notice him because he was probably out there to get ready for the next segment.
And they're like, okay, now
roll into the ring, start doing your thing.
Because right? I saw him go in the ring.
Yep.
And I was like, he looks like he knows how to get in and out of the ring the way he rolled in.
Uh-huh.
I'm looking at the clip right now. So the guy gets up very nonchalantly.
Mm-hmm.
And hold on. It's delayed. Okay.
Also, AJ did an RKO.
Because
by the way.
He also ran.
Yeah. So weird.
Oh my God, this is really weird. So he ran in the ring. So maybe they started chasing him.
So
and he's
weird.
Like, I'm just going to get in the ring and hope for the best.
I'm on TV. I'm going to be on TV.
Oh man, that's really funny. That's really funny. So
also, how weird is it that the Big Show is teaming up with Kevin Owens?
I don't know. Why? Why is he back? Why is he back? You know, on Sunday, we have a NXT UK pay-per-view.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you know this, at the Empress Ballroom in Blackpool, England.
Yeah.
This is at 12 p.m. East on Saturday. Do you care about any of this?
I mean, I do, but it's not a priority.
It's not. Are you going to watch it? I'm going to watch
it. I'm going to watch it after the fact, probably. Yeah.
What's the main event here? You got Tyler Bate, Jordan Devlin. Jordan Devlin's phenomenal, by the way.
Yeah.
Trent Seven, Eddie Dennis, Kaylee Ray, Tony Storm, Piper Nevin.
What's the name of this?
Blackpool 2.
Blackpool 2?
Walter Joe Coffey. That's the main event. You got five matches. I'm sure it's going to be a really good show.
Yeah. Tyler Bate versus Jordan Devlin is going to be good. I love Trent Seven. I think Walter definitely retains over Joe
Coffey.
I like
that Trent Seven looks like he should be way more jacked. And he has a really soft belly.
Uh-huh.
He's like a normal. He's like a really normal dude.
Mustache man.
Yeah, I like him.
Wrestling is interesting. It's gonna be bonkers in the next year, I think. And you never know. Like, this is an interesting time of year because it's Rumble season. Interest in WWE starts waning a little bit.
This is when it kicks off.
And then it's kind of like, all right, WrestleMania season, but do we care? As evident by the stuff that they're putting on TV, it's always been hit or miss. But lately, I feel like the WWE product is either a real, like, half of it is really good,
yeah,
and the other half is piss poor.
Who wrestles?
Who wrestles?
AEW this week in, I think it's in Missouri. It's not in Memphis, even though it's a tribute to the people of Memphis. No Jerry Lawler, no Jerry Jarrett, no Jeff Jarrett.
Mm-hmm.
They have not announced Bill Dundee.
I'm walking in Memphis.
The ticket sales were pretty poor,
yeah,
considering SmackDown was in Memphis last Friday. So it's too much back-to-back. It just so happened that way. So I think this was to garner some more interest. But when you look at the NXT card, which I don't have in front of me, I saw it this morning, and the AEW card,
yeah,
the AEW card looks a lot better.
They're paying tribute to Macho Man also.
Macho and his dad.
Yeah, very interesting.
Yeah.
And Jerry King, the lawyer.
Jerry King, the lawyer.
That's where Jerry Lawler shows up.
Oh, South Haven, Mississippi. Why did I say Missouri? I'm losing my mind.
I'm
so sorry.
Okay.
My states are all confused.
Everybody
right
knows you can't read.
So let's submit your questions. This is the part of the show where we answer your questions. So whatever question you have, stuff that I may have or may have not covered, this is the time to ask. And I could be reminded of all the things that were told to me last week.
Did you
told a lot of stuff.
Did you mention that? So they're doing, this week is the tribute to Memphis, right?
Yeah.
Next week is Bash at the Beach.
In Miami.
In Coral Gables, Florida.
Coral Gables, Florida?
Yes.
Where is this?
I don't, in Florida.
No, but where, what, I thought it was Miami.
Coral Gables is in Miami County.
Coral Gables is in Miami County? Really?
It's by the water. It's in Dade County.
Yeah, but it's not Miami's a little bit more. Yeah, it is Miami. It is Miami. Where are they doing this? In at what building? The Watsco Center.
I don't know.
Watsco Center. So,
go ahead. Sorry.
This is a 8,000 person building.
Mm-hmm.
It's in a university. It's in a college. University of Miami campus of Coral Gables.
Okay.
Have I told you how much I hate Florida?
I know you hate. I love Florida.
You love Florida?
I do like Florida. If you guys want me
it's
to,
a beautiful venue, by the way.
If you guys want me to do guest appearances in Florida, I'm there for you.
So I hope that they have like a beach theme to this.
Definitely.
And then the following week, where is it?
I don't know.
Are they doing the cruise? Aren't they on the cruise?
Ooh, that's, you know what? That's a good point.
Yeah, I think they're going to be doing the cruise the following week.
So they're going to be live from the cruise?
They're not doing it live from what I heard. The possibility of error is too much. if you do live on a boat.
Very interesting. So it's going to be an All Elite Rockin' Wrestling Rager at Sea.
Okay.
Second, and it's called a second wave. And that's going to be January 24th.
Okay, so it's not next week. Okay. The week after.
Confirmed to be collaborating with the event for their Bash at the Beach, with matches from the cruise airing as part of the January 22nd episode of Dynamite.
Okay. So next week, they're in Miami, the 15th.
And then the 22nd, they're, it's going to be stuff from the cruise.
22nd is stuff from the cruise.
I wonder, see, that's an interesting thing. So they have Colt Cabana and Jay Lethal as, oh no, that was last year. Never mind.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see who they got for commentary. I like Colt and Jay Lethal on commentary last year.
I think it's all the AEW guys. I think it's Jim Ross and all of them. Because they're all there.
Yeah.
They're all going to be there.
What a nice little trip.
Yeah. All right, guys. Let's submit your questions. Let's answer them. Do we have anything on Twitter? Because I know people are retweeting it. Let me just see what we have on Twitter.
We got it. I don't know if this is a question. Mm-hmm. Domestic Butler says, question, Big Show yes or Big Show boo? Been there, done that. I like Big Show.
Listen, I think he's good for like one-offs. I was never into him. He was just too big.
Yeah. Do you think Taker will wrestle at Mania?
Possible.
I'm going to say no this year.
I think, he didn't do it last year, right? There was no Taker last year.
Yeah.
Who did he wrestle last year?
Are you right? You're right about this?
So.
When was the John Cena thing?
2 years ago.
Oh, my God. I think you might be right.
Am I right, MG Geek? He's the one that knows everything.
What are your thoughts on the Nightmare Collective storyline?
That the Brandy stuff?
With everybody, because they have Arn now.
I don't know what they're doing with that, with Arn being the coach.
Mm-hmm. I like that a lot.
It's interesting. Mm-hmm. I think this is a really nice, like, Cody's return story. I'm curious to see what they do with Dustin, because is he managing Dustin also?
I think so.
But a road should never trust an Anderson.
True.
I mean, that's gonna be a big part in this.
Uh-huh.
So what if Arn turns on him and joins with MJF?
That would be
something like a horseman type thing.
Well, you know? Sean Spears has Tully.
Yeah.
I think it's cool that Cody has Arn. When is Flair coming over?
Oh, my God. I don't want to see Flair.
Let's say if you get Flair teaming with MJF.
Oh, my God.
And then Barry Windham in Hangman's Corner. Come on now.
Bring them all?
That's it.
Let's bring them all. I'm interested to see if Tessa stays with Impact.
I hope not.
Or she goes to AEW.
I hope she goes to AEW. I think like she would be such
a great
guy.
You know what, though? She'd be phenomenal in WWE with her and Charlotte. What
a
great
story. She'd
get
lost in the shuffle.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think the story would be her and Charlotte.
I think if you have her in AEW, it builds up. You could do like a little faction with Tully, her, and Sean Spears.
Yeah, you could put everything together very well.
If you were WWE brass, would you sign Moose and have him team with Rusev to form the team of Moosev?
Moosev, yes, I would.
100%. I put them on
130%. That's the greatest question ever.
NXT TV, absolutely. Does Roman win the Rumble?
No.
No. Thoughts on Liv Morgan?
There's nothing yet, right?
Yeah.
She hasn't done much.
No.
I don't know where this is going to lead to, her wearing a suit and coming out.
Do you think John Cena will be at the Rumbles at the Rumble?
Do you think John Cena will be at the Rumbles
at the Rumble?
John Cena is coming back. I don't know when. Because he's been very active on social media ever since Nikki Bella got engaged.
Great. But he's got a lady, too.
Does he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Which show goes on the road first, NXT or Mad Men?
Oh, my God. At this rate, I think Mad Men on the road.
We should go on the road.
We're coming to the New Haven Civic Center on March 13th, followed by the Hudson Civic Center. We're just doing the Northeast.
Question. Is Lesnar belt on the line at Rumble?
No.
WWE explained theirself properly all the time. I don't know what that means.
No. The belt is not on... on the line at the Rumble.
Taker did not wrestle last year. Who wins the Rumble? Good question.
Pick your guy.
Adam Cole.
Is that really your answer?
I'm going to go with my top three. Adam Cole, Kevin Owens, Roman Reigns.
I'm going to go Daniel Bryan.
Ooh, I'd love that.
I'm going to go Daniel Bryan winning the Rumble.
Okay.
And challenging The Fiend.
Sami Zayn.
Well, that's the thing. What happens with The Fiend now? What's the story with this?
Yeah.
So it looks like it's going to be Miz and Morrison versus The New Day.
Great.
Right? That's what we're looking at. Is The Miz a heel now?
I don't know. Do you give a shit about John Morrison right now?
I have to tell you, they sucked any kind of energy out of that by
Absolutely.
Having him just open a door and is like, hey. Miz isn't answering questions.
And just look around?
Killed it. Obviously, he's going to be in the Rumble. He's going to do his crazy spots. Him and Kofi are going to do maybe like a dueling spot thing.
Yeah.
Let's bring Evan Bourne back too and just have him do a spot.
That's a possibility because he's wrestling for Evolve.
They have been saying that John Morrison is going to be in the Rumble since 2011. Do you know how long they've been saying that he's returning to the Rumble to do his spots?
So ridiculous.
Someone says Keith Lee. I don't think it's Keith Lee. I think it's a main event player, whoever it is. There is a crazy rumor that it's Matt Riddle. I can't see that with the way that Riddle's been booked. But remember, this is going to be whoever eliminates him is being made.
Yeah,
that's what I was told. Whoever eliminates Brock Lesnar is being made at that moment.
Does that statement hold any weight in modern WWE?
No, because they have five different names right now that could be the guy. And it's not going to be Aleister Black. It's not going to be Buddy Murphy. It's not going to be maybe it's Drew. I don't know.
I got a question for
you. Yeah.
Why does WWE hate creating main eventers?
It goes back to they don't want to be held. It's a Vince McMahon thing. Vince McMahon hates being held for money, held for anything. And this is his philosophy that this is the last time anybody's going to hold me up. I'm just going to create a bunch of guys and the product be WWE, not the guy.
Because Brock is the only, like, real.
But Brock's a project.
He's a project.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you got to also remember, Vince McMahon, I'm reading this great thing online, and it's been like these pieces that this guy puts together on Reddit, and it's about like all these guys, all these main eventers, and how at one point they all hold Vince McMahon up.
Oh, absolutely.
And so on something to wrestle last week, they did the Iron Sheik. That was the topic, and Bruce told a story about the Iron Sheik, and they were talking about the whole WrestleMania thing and the whole Hogan thing and him dropping the belt to Hogan.
Yeah.
And how he went to Vince and was like, listen, I was told to get I was going to get $100,000 to break Hogan
from
AWA,
from Vern Gagne.
Vern Gagne, yeah.
Yeah.
And Vince thought, he's like, this fucking guy's holding me up, but he wasn't.
Right.
He was just telling him. But I think so many people have held this guy up. Think about it. Hogan has
Sean,
Sean, Brett, Austin, Rock.
Yeah.
I'm not playing by your game.
Goldberg. Brock at one point.
Brock, yeah. Definitely. Taker, even.
Very interesting.
This is a control thing. When you have a product and you're investing so much time, and now you have a competitor, major competitor, I'm going to build a star, and this guy's going to say, no, you're doing it my way or else I'm leaving.
Right.
CM Punk was the last guy that did it.
Yeah.
After that, we saw, when is the last time they created a star like him?
I do think the CM Punk situation is very interesting in the regard that he was definitely conscious that and this is why he's back on Backstage. He's definitely conscious that WWE is the biggest sports entertainment organization on the planet. Right.
Yeah.
And he's like, listen, I think his whole stance was, I'd love to be here, but you're making it very hard for me to be here. Yeah. And that was it, you know, and then he just packed up and left.
Yeah. But I think, you know, did you see that original WrestleMania card? I posted it.
Yeah. Very interesting.
So on our Twitter, on our Instagram, if you go to Matt Men Podcast on Instagram, give us a follow there. Mm-hmm. I posted the original layout for WrestleMania. This was as of 1/2014.
Yeah.
Okay. This was the script. This is what was going to be the matches at WrestleMania.
This is the year Punk left and before he left.
This is right before he left. So he left probably the week after. He left right after Royal Rumble. So you're going to have Roman Reigns versus Dean Ambrose for the U.S. title.
Great.
Big Show versus Kane. Daniel Bryan versus Sheamus. John Cena versus Bray Wyatt with the Wyatt family.
This is for WrestleMania 30.
This is for 30, and that was going to become a tag team match, right? Wasn't that, where was 30?
I think that was New Orleans.
Yeah, and that's the one that The Rock came out and beat up Luke Harper.
Okay.
Right? That was the Luke Harper match. Am I correct?
I'm going to look at the results.
Because this is very interesting when you look at this.
Okay. So this turned into the Yes Movement. CM Punk leaving.
Oh, no, he did. He did have the match with Bray.
Right. CM Punk leaving.
The Yes Movement happening.
Turned into the Yes Movement happening. It also kept the Shield together.
It kept the Shield together, yeah, because you were going to have the breakup.
Mm-hmm. It was, well, so John Cena beat Bray Wyatt. So that happened, right?
John Cena beat Bray, that happened. Daniel Bryan and Sheamus did not happen. Instead, you got Daniel Bryan getting the push of his life, beat Triple H in the opener, 25-minute opener.
So good.
The winner would face, would enter for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship match later to unify the titles. Batista versus Randy Orton did happen, but with Daniel Bryan in the main event.
Right.
That's the whole... Batista won the Royal Rumble out of nowhere and got booed out the freaking building.
Yep.
AJ Lee defeated Oksana. Wow, this says so much for the women's division. AJ Lee defeated Oksana, Alicia Fox, Brie Bella, Cameron, Emma, Eva Marie, Layla, Naomi, Natalia, Nikki Bella, Rosa Mendes, Summer Rae, and Tamina. Who from that list is still there?
Tamina
barely.
Natalia.
Right? And Naomi.
Naomi. And did Alicia Fox get?
Yeah, she's gone.
She's gone, right?
Yeah. You got Brock Lesnar, Undertaker. That was not on this card at this point, but that was supposed to be the match. Cesaro beat, they did the 31-man Andre the Giant Memorial.
Mm-hmm.
Cesaro won. The Shield defeated Kane and the New Age Outlaws in a weird 6-man match.
That was a great match.
Yeah, and the Usos beat Los Matadores. Matadores? Sure. Matadores.
Matadores.
The Real Americans and Rybacksel.
The Matadores.
Weird. This was not a great show.
I like this mania. This is a good mania.
It was 1, 2, 3. I was in Vegas for this. I watched it in my hotel.
I had a giant party.
Did you? Yeah, you did. Yeah, I was in Vegas. A giant party.
And that's what made it so much fun, because it was also a party with a lot of people who didn't watch wrestling. And by the end of the night, they were all Daniel Bryan fans.
Yeah. This is a Silver Dome, brother. That was the moment.
Come on, brother.
Rock wrestled the next year against Luke Harper.
Okay.
Brother. Let's see what else. Yeah, so you could just see how everything trickled down, and that was the last time Vince was kind of held up.
Is there going to be a ladies' Royal Rumble this year? Right?
I don't know.
Let's look up the Rumble. That's January 27th, also. So in like 20 days, Royal Rumble.
I don't think they've announced it yet.
Okay.
Maybe they've realized that it's. I think they are going to do the ladies' Rumble. The women's rumble.
So, okay.
The ladies' rumble. They are.
Men's rumble, women's rumble, Bray Wyatt versus Daniel Bryan, and Becky Lynch versus Asuka are the only things announced so far.
So now, here's the interesting thing. Technically, you don't have Daniel Bryan in the Royal Rumble.
Uh-huh.
You don't have Bray in the Rumble. You don't have Becky and Asuka in their rumbles, respective rumbles.
Yeah.
But here's who has entered the rumble. Roman Reigns.
Boom.
Brock Lesnar. Boom. AJ Styles, Eric Rowan, Randy Orton, Rey Mysterio, Ricochet, Drew.
So far, so good.
On the women's side, Charlotte. That's it. Maybe Daniel Bryan enters. Maybe Daniel Bryan wins a title.
That'd be great.
Maybe Daniel Bryan wins a title.
And then Brock wins, and then you get Brock, Daniel Bryan for the unification of the title.
It's
a good main event.
I have been told that there is an idea to sometimes do this, and the belt would be half red, half blue.
Oh, boy.
That was something that was talked about, which I said, yuck.
I would love Daniel Bryan versus Brock Lesnar.
Brock, it cannot be titled. Daniel Bryan needs to be the underdog going into that. Daniel Bryan needs to be, he can't be a champion going into that match.
Okay.
But to unify him, that's a different story,
yeah,
right?
I think to unify it, that'd be great.
Question. When do you think one of the big four pay-per-views will be in England, and which one?
Survivor Series.
I don't think it matters anymore when they do this. I think it benefits the people in the States. If you do a WrestleMania in the UK, and it's, let's say, at Manchester Stadium, right?
Yeah.
You could fit 60,000, 70,000 people in there.
Wimbledon.
Easy. It would be on at what time here? If it starts at 5. If it starts at 5, it would be on. No, it would be on at noon. Yeah. At noon.
That'd be great.
That's what, that's a Super Bowl, right? That's how it starts.
Yeah.
You do a whole day event. You start at noon. Man, that would be my dream.
That'd be amazing.
Oh, can you imagine that day?
Oh, forget it.
I get up. I have my coffee. I could have like a nice lunch party. I could
cry
cater
a
it.
Bit.
I could cry a little bit. I could get some hoagies, some sandwiches, lay it out, and everybody comes over for lunch, and we watch wrestling, and we're done by 5,
get
6.
Get some Hogan's.
There's no reason why WrestleMania is on so late.
Or why it's so long.
Forget about the length. We get it. It's long, but you know what? If it's 7 hours, you want to watch wrestling from 12 to 7 o'clock?
I'd be okay with that.
I'm okay with that.
I'd be okay with 12 to 4.
Like a whole day event. There's no reason why WrestleMania is on at like 5 in the afternoon on a Sunday anymore. Yeah. There's no any pay-per-view. These pay-per-views should be done in the afternoon.
Absolutely. That'd be great.
I don't know. Do you know why they do that? I think before it was like peak viewership, right? People are always home at 7 o'clock at night on a Sunday. That's why you're going to do it.
Well, West Coast gets it great because...
That's a problem.
You know, West Coast has it good. Because, imagine even with, the Rumble starts at 7, it's, 4 in California.
What pay-per-view was I in California? I was at Spencer's. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't here for...
I forgot, but I remember that. And you were like, oh, this is great. It's, 4 in the afternoon, and we're hanging out.
No, I think it was the AEW pay-per-view.
Yeah.
I was there twice for a pay-per-view. One, the show started at 6. Mm-hmm. 3 in the afternoon, I'm watching wrestling. I'm on his couch.
Yeah.
Freaking great. Got a couple beers. I'm having some food.
Got me crying.
It got me crying. it's so convenient to people on the West Coast because you're not sitting there till midnight watching. I would say the first one to go to the UK, what are you picking?
Survivor Series.
Survivor Series?
It's the easiest one to do there.
SummerSlam. Why not?
Nah. Summers in England aren't that great.
Yeah, it's not great. I was in England for some during the summer. Not fun.
According to MG Geek, you were there for All Out.
I was there for All Out. That's what it was.
He's apparently. He's like your VA. Your virtual assistant.
He is my virtual assistant. He remembers everything.
Uh-huh. I think you put a camera in your head.
I think it's possible. Who do you want in the Hall of Fame this year? I think we spoke about that. I'm going to go with British Bulldog.
Batista.
Batista's in it.
Jericho.
When does Jericho go in now?
If let's say if he doesn't re-sign with AEW.
No, if he continues with AEW.
Ooh, I'd say within the next 10 years. Because they have to give it to Jericho, right? Or he's going to be one of those dudes that like a Macho Man or like a Dusty where it's years later. But there's also a lot of guys, not in line before Jericho, but you have your Kane. Kane's this year.
Kane.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kane's a good get this year.
I'm gonna go with British Bulldog. I think he needs to go in this year. He's a good name. He's a really good top guy that they haven't put in. Any other question before we wrap it up?
MG Geek said you had to call me to get the Kenny results before you were traveling.
Yes, because my flight was delayed from Vegas. Uh-huh. Was that it?
Does he mean STD results?
Yeah. The test results.
The Kenny results.
He had the clap, we found out. That's it. I think we're done. Cool. Guys, go to our website, gfknetwork.com. Subscribe to us. We're everywhere podcasts are available. Remember, Patreon, fund us. If you're a fan of the show and you enjoy the show, you can fund us. Patreon.com/MattMenPodcast. You can follow us on Twitter, MattMenPodcast, Instagram, MattMenPodcast, and our MattMenPodcast group on Facebook. 14,000 people in there. Unbelievable.
Beautiful.
Any other plugs? Also, does AJ Lee return this year? Very good question. No. I anticipate her coming back at one point.
I don't think so.
You don't think so? She's going
to
come back.
I'm saying no to her, and I'm saying no to Edge.
And CM Punk.
And I'm saying no to CM Punk. CM Punk, if they do it, it's going to be a street fight at SummerSlam.
Against who? Vince.
I don't know.
Stephanie.
Somebody who starts beef on...
Him and Linda McMahon.
On the backstage show. You know? Apparently, this is the other rumor, too, that we haven't talked about. We're being teased, apparently, by Harlem Heat versus The Revival.
I saw that. I would love to see that.
And Booker T apparently is getting in shape for the Rumble, just in case.
Yeah.
I love Booker T.
I want to see this. I'm okay with this.
I bet you if Vince sees Booker T in the ring and he's jacked up, that dude's going to get another run. U.S. title run.
How old is Booker? He's in his 50s now.
No. I'm going to say 51.
No, he's how old is he?
Let's see. You've been off today. Booker T, wrestler. Booker T is 54. Wow. All right. You're right. He's in his 50s.
He's in his 50s.
Great shape. Big dude. Andrew, we need to work on setting up the on-screen chats for the watch-along.
Yeah, I think we need to do that for the watch-along. You know what? Maybe I'll work on that with Suncast today.
Okay, cool.
We can have the chat showing up whenever people are like doing stuff.
That'd be great. Here's your homework.
Yeah.
At Mattman Podcast on Twitter.
Yes.
At Andrew Zarian on Twitter. Yes. At BTC Rich on Twitter. Help us out a little bit. Patreon.com/Mattman Podcast.
Also, subscribe
on YouTube
to the podcast. On YouTube, for sure. Hit the like button, subscribe on YouTube. But also, we're everywhere podcasts are available. Subscribe to the podcast.
iTunes. Spotify.
Google, Spotify.
Everywhere.
Pocket Cast.
Feel free to message us on Twitter. Hang out. You know, we're always taking questions and such and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then we're going to do some cool stuff this year for the Patreon folks. We're going to do some essays, some videos, some watch-alongs.
I'm writing an essay.
It's going to be fun.
On Jimmy Carter.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, guys. See you guys later.